In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. I am grateful to have so many young people here today for our Youth Sunday and for the children's sermon, and also for those young at heart who are here as well. I want to start with a question. I do have questions for you today. When someone does something nice for you, what do you say? Go ahead, Sophie. There you go, the magic words, thank you. And when someone says something nice to you in the Armenian language, what do you say? Mila. Shnorhagalutyun. Yes, that's why people in Armenia say merci, because it's so difficult to say shnorhagalutyun. But when we do say thank you in Armenian, shnorhagalutyun, it's a big deal. It takes more work. By letters, you could fit 3 thanks into shnorhagalutyun. So it's worth 3 times the thanks, I would like to say. But whatever language you're saying thank you, it's really important, because what you say reflects your thoughts, and your thoughts reflect your heart. And if you say thank you a lot, it means your heart is grateful. You are happy for what you have instead of wanting and wishing you had more. You appreciate what others give to you, and you welcome the gift of their thanks. And that's why we have a special day of thanks in this country, Thanksgiving, which we just celebrated. It's to remember how important it is to be grateful. And I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and you showed thanks to those who have done the most for you in your lives. By the way, young people, who would you say has done the most for you in your life that you should thank the most on Thanksgiving? Anybody else besides Sophie and Mila? Mark, who's done the most for you in your life that you're thankful for? Parents, I'm glad you said that. Yes, mom and dad, of course. They do everything. They provide and take care of you. And they do so much, it's easy to take them for granted because it's always been that way for you. But don't do that. You have to say thank you. And then also, who provides and takes care of us all, including your parents and your grandparents and their parents, and nature and life and the universe? God does. God has given us everything, everything. So much that it's extremely easy to take for granted because we've always had it and we've never known anything outside of it. That's why the Bible and our church tells us to say thank you. It trains us. He made everything, so the food we eat, the water we drink, the clothes we wear, the roof over our heads, ultimately due to God. And that's why Thanksgiving isn't one day. In the Armenian church, you can definitely say it's every Sunday is Thanksgiving Day. And we say thanks to God in a bunch of ways in our Sunday worship. This is a little harder, but where do we say thanks? Right before we come up on the altar, we say a beautiful psalm. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. And then after we receive the great gift of Jesus' body and blood, communion, which we just did, what song do we sing? Gohanamk. Gohanamk, which means we give thanks, Lord, you who fed us at your heavenly table. You could actually say that our Sunday worship, it gives us 2 hours a week of Thanksgiving training. It gives us Thanksgiving training because remember how we said that thanks, saying shnorhagalutyun, is hard to say in Armenian? Well, giving thanks is hard to do in any language, right? Because there's lots of reasons not to be thankful and excuses why we don't feel thankful. When don't you feel thankful? When is it hard to feel thankful? Mila, something bad happens. When you're sick. When, God forbid, you've lost someone you love. More simple, when your mom or dad or brother or sister was mean to you. When we're tired. That's hard to be thankful then, but we always have to remember that being tired or sick or hurt is sometimes, whereas we are awake, healthy, and alive all the time because God made us. And God takes care of us even when this life is done. So it's truly as simple as Learning to say and to feel thankful, and that's the first step, but we also want our thanks to not just be words, but also to be deeds. We want to show to God and others we're thankful in what we do. And as you know, Jesus was the great master of this. None has even approached his thankful spirit in life and deeds. And he taught us that when we help others, it's the same as if we're helping him, helping God. And so what are some ways that you guys help others every day in your house, in school? What are some of the ways that you can help other people and love other people at home, in school, like Jesus did? I have an example that Nora went to school the other day and we didn't know it was going to be cold. And so when she got to school, her friend shared with her their jacket, right? So you can share your jacket. If someone forgets their lunch, you can share your lunch. If you visit someone who's lonely, that's visiting Jesus. When you give your clothes or toys to someone in need, that's giving them to Jesus. So instead of Thanksgiving, some people have called this Thanksliving. Can you say that? Thanksliving? Yes. Thanksliving means showing our thanks to God and others by the way we live, and we share his blessings. And this church, of course, exists because of Thanksliving and Thanksgiving. Because all of us, our families and others before us, wanted to show thanks to God and share with others by building this church and this hall, by singing in that choir, by serving on this altar, by praying in those pews, by attending meetings all the time to keep it running, by helping those in need in our community and in Armenia, and of course by our stewardship on today's Stewardship Sunday. So let's remember, Thanksgiving isn't just one day of the year. It's taught every Sunday in the Armenian church. It's basic training to be practiced every single day of our lives. Saying thank you to everyone who loves us is very important, and it's the most important to God. A holy man once said, if the only prayer we say in our entire lives is thank you, then that's enough. But of course, this holy man also believed that good deeds follow good prayers. So let us complete our words of thanksgiving with deeds of thanksgiving, so that everything we say and do is fitting glory and thanks for the amazing grace of God, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.